Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica Governance Bylaws Convention Working Group meeting today, July 29th of 05. And let's get started with a, first of all, let's see who's here. If, R. Paul, can you take attendance? Okay, I guess we can all just sound off. I'm Lydia Brazon. I'm the convener.
Mary Berg from KPFK, KPFA.
Serena Rich, New York.
R. Paul Martin, WBAI.
Rob Robinson from WPFW. Can I lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
Jane Gate with WPFW.
Okay. So I think that's everyone. Okay. Now, in terms of today's agenda, there are a few priority items. One is that the Elections Committee would like to be involved somewhere for us to interact with them at some level, which makes absolute sense, especially since we did have a discussion that eventually led to six directors proposing an amendment having to do with the timeline for the bylaws, and we'll discuss that at greater length. But first of all, let's get a report from Serene on the listserv, because since they want to interact with us, I would like to propose that we add them to the listserv. I think we had previously said that the listserv could accommodate all committee members of all of the relevant bylaws working groups, and I think certainly the elections group would fall within that. So
sounds good to me, Mary Berg.
Okay. But Serene, do you want to bring us up to date, because we also should have had an update on that?
Sure. I've already created the group, and I just need, you know, people's authorization, and we can do that by region. You know, secretary for each local committee or chair for each local committee can authorize it and get me the email addresses, and I'll be happy to post to add them. I just want to go through the process of people knowing what they're being added to. So I don't.
Right.
You know.
But do you want to bring us up to date on what Pete Karaka said, because that's where we left off? You and R. Paul were talking to him.
Well, basically, Pete said that what we're thinking about, what we were talking about, is not quite ready to go on Pacifica.org. And since we've been using Yahoo Groups for so many of the other committees and boards, we're just going to continue with that. So people, once they're signed into the Yahoo ID or Yahoo email, they can access all their committees until such time as we can move everything, migrate everything to Pacifica.org.
Okay, and so if if everyone can also like be in touch with Serene, because there are two ways to join lists, and Serene, you correct me because I'm up there with those who who are not enamored with the process, but where you have the option of going ahead and setting up your Yahoo ID and so forth if you don't already have one, or they can just send you like an invitation that you just hit reply to,
right,
and you will automatically just start getting the email for it. You just won't have the ability to get on the website and do all kinds of other things. So, but you do have that option, and I tend to opt for that when I get on this list. So.
Yeah, you have
that
option.
That
and in fact, in terms of adding you to the group, I also have an option of simply adding you. We can only add 10 people a day, but simply adding you to the group or inviting you to join the group. And for most people, it's, you know, we don't want to spend a lot of time doing anything extra, anything they don't have to do. It's simple enough. Once I know that they're okay with being added to the group, just simply add them at the rate of 10 a day.
That would be best. So if all of us who have the bylaws committees in our individual signal areas, if we can send the committee members to Serene, then she can and put in the subject, please add to Yahoo. Then I think that would resolve that problem, and at the very minimum, we would have all of the working groups on the listserv, and the elections group if we decide to do that as well. Anybody else have any comments on this?
This is Rob. Can I just say something, which is probably inappropriate? If we add the people from the elections committee to the group. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Okay. That's probably best.
Probably.
Okay. And I absolutely think that it's important to As long as people are working in committee, if they object to where the majority are going, they can voice their objection. We can hear it, and at least it gets factored in, because I know in our local working group we have people who I have been surprised by what they have recommended, and has, you know, has really been a valid suggestion. So you never know, Rob. So anyway, but the point is that I think it's really important to include as many people as we can in that are in the committees, in this, especially in this first phase, because we're really not getting a lot of interest and response in the signal areas from what I can tell on bylaws right now. And here we're facing you know, monumental tasks in relation to the bylaws. Anyway, so that's one. Okay, so if that's settled, then let's, how do we feel about adding the elections committee?
Because I think we should, Mary Bird.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else object to it? Anybody object to it?
This is Serene. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not a matter of objection. I'm looking for minimalist posting, minimalist lifestyle. I mean, people just sort of live on the email and get carried away, and I would hope that we can have, you know, people brief, just, you know, present your issues, get to the point, and get on with your life.
Right, and I think that this is going to require discipline on all of our parts, is that if something is put out there, and, you know, it seems excessive, or, you know, even after it's been answered, they keep on and on and on, you know, then we can address that. But my experience has been is that, you know, once we have stated our thing, you don't have to keep responding to endless notions by people who just, you know, no matter what you say, they just keep on and on and on. And I think that it doesn't help if we fuel that, if we encourage it. So this group has been particularly good at being silent on the email. So I really do not foresee a big problem, because even if some of the groups that you invite in tend to get into it, we won't. I can just tell by the nature of, since our existence, we tend to be email minimalists also. So I'm not terribly concerned. But anyway, anybody else? And by the way, if this does become a concern, we can address it with the person or groups.
Get ready for the logarithmic.
Okay. Anyway, is that, can we move on?
So we agree to do that?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. I'm the only one that said
I haven't heard from other people.
Sure.
Okay. Who else is on? Jane.
Is it okay with you?
I guess sure.
Okay. Okay. So there you go. Well, I think that most of us are reacting to just email hell that we're all subject to. But anyway.
Does anyone not want to do it?
Well, I think two people have expressed concerns, but they didn't object to completely not doing it. Is that to vetoing it? Is that right?
Can I ask a kind of off the topic question?
Sure.
Defining what our group is addressing, I think would help me, and perhaps even Serene in setting up our group, defining what we're doing. I heard somebody raise a question: Are we dealing with planning the convention, or are we dealing with organizing the bylaws revision ideas? I heard that question come up somewhere.
Okay. Well, it overlaps to some degree. For example, in planning the convention, you also have to plan the methodology. In planning the methodology, you run into the timelines and all of those, you know, various issues. I mean, I don't foresee that we're going to be spending all of our time with the individual bylaws changes as we did with the election. That was, like, necessary, again, because of the confines. And committees can't propose bylaws amendments. So, you know, it's up to the directors. We can recommend certain things and whatever, so that's moot. But the agenda, for example, today is very clearly about resolving what we're even going to move in September regarding the bylaws convention. That's the focus, but it is by its very nature, it spills over into how the constructs of the bylaws, which when we get into that agenda item, I think it'll become more clear. And I will get into it because I know that it was raised at the PMB meeting on Monday as well. So if we can move on to the next agenda item, which is the status of the bylaws amendment that we proposed on Monday and some of the questions that were raised about at the PMB regarding that, which has already been touched on. But Rob, since you presented it on behalf of six directors, or I think it was seven by the time you finished, but go ahead.
So you want me to talk about the discussion?
Yeah, just the fact that you did. I mean, what is the status of the amendment?
We raised it to the PNB. There was considerable, I guess, confusion in understanding the fact that the proposal didn't really require the PNB to do anything other than basically say that the proposed amendment would be agendized until September. Then there was also a concern that some kind of way, we got into a discussion about whether or not the bylaw, whether or not once the amendment had been proposed, if the PNB decided to amend it some kind of way, there were several members of the board that felt that they had to be able to amend it if they decided to amend it. And there was a difference of opinion on whether or not that was the case. You checked the bylaws again, Lydia?
But everything, you know, in Pacifica is a matter of what your perspective is.
No, I just meant I forgot to check it myself, so I was asking you.
No, I mean, that was clear. I mean,
okay.
To me, it's perfectly clear, is that you and I do think that the process is flawed. There's no question. For example, I don't think it's this committee's task to rectify it, but I think it's one of the things that needs to be rectified, certainly, is that there are some gaps in the amendment proposing process. Like there's no trigger for starting the carts in a reasonable timeline. It says the opposite, like you have to hold the amendment for until 60 days before it gets voted on. So rather than, of course, you should probably notice 30 days before.
Right.
And have less of a six, instead of a 60-day card, a 30-day card, and let the ED know so he can get the GMs to doing it, and, you know, all kinds of things.
Yes.
And so, anyway, continue.
Well, the only point for the members of the committee to understand is that because this involved an amendment to the bylaws and because it pertained to the election process, members of the PNB had all sorts of other suggestions about things that needed to be done in the elections process. And so the discussion got a little bit off track, but I think we got it taken care of. So it has cleared the hurdle. The PNB did vote to agendize it. Then in terms of the notice aspect of it, Lydia and I stayed up that night and drafted some language, and the following day I cut two carts, which I put on the audio port to all of the other stations, and I sent the text of the amendment so that the stations could go ahead and do their own carts, since I knew they'd want to do it anyhow.
On the website version.
Yeah. So everybody has carts to run for this. They got them in time to begin running them twice a day. They got instructions to run them twice a day. We let everyone know, including the program directors and so on and so forth. And I think we contacted most of the, or attempted to contact and leave messages to most of the general managers. So the notification process should be taking place. So it's going forward. Is there anything else, Lydia, or anyone else that you wanted to know about the amendment process?
Well, I just think that this was like an incredibly good learning experience about what can be done and what's kind of another just one more thing that's a little bit broken in the in the bylaws, but it was a good learning experience. It's not one that I think that this committee should make a habit of at all. I mean, I don't think that we need to propose amendments. So.
What one thing, Lydia, that occurred to me as a result of this, because we really wasted a lot of time sending email to general managers and program directors and other people that obviously didn't read it,
mm-hmm.
and that's that the governance committee ought to be able to communicate with, you know, we have this administrative council that includes the GMs and other staff people.
Mm-hmm.
We really ought to be able to just call somebody from the administrative council and say, look, we have to do this. We have to put these cards up there. This is what it's about. This is why we have to do it. If the general managers or the program directors have any questions, we can answer the questions. But there's certain things we have to do and not do.
I think that would be the role of the ED.
Because, for example, one of the program directors took it upon himself to rewrite the script when they did another card because they wanted to do their own card, and then immediately somebody decided that meant that we had violated the notice process and it threatened to become an issue. So I think we ought to just ask Ambrose to, you know, if we can't have a way of communicating with the administrative council so that communicating with the GMs doesn't become such a fractionated process.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is Serene. Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead, Serene. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would be in favor of the communication being routed from the governance committee to the ED and from the ED to the GMs. I think it just needs to be really clear what the, if you will, I dare use this expression, mm-hmm. chain of command is.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that everyone is clear and people aren't getting messages from different committees to do different things.
Mm-hmm.
We should just keep it really simple. The committees communicate to the ED through the PND or whatever the case is.
Well, I think we did that, Serena. We're not suggesting that we don't do that. It's just that at some point, somebody has to be able to explain what it is that we're doing and why we're doing it, and then if there are questions, we need to be able to answer them. Because the committees
are made up of people from around the country, including, at least in the case of New York, and I think also L.A. and other areas, the staff people who are in the station and therefore have easier access, I would think, to the GMs and the PDs. And I think we can maybe identify a local person each time there is such a need who verifies that the email has been received, that the person has had a chance to look at it and understands where they can direct any questions. But I do not think that committee should be giving directives to GM.
No, we're not giving directions to them, Serene. It's just that we communicate.
It's a notification process.
Yeah. There's only so many times in a day that you can communicate with PNB members from the signal area and the general manager and the station manager, you know, day after day after day. At some point, somebody has to, you know, read their email and ask a question if they got a question.
Okay. So I think that's it. So the bottom line is that it's on its way, and so hopefully in September it will be voted on. There was also at the governance meeting last night, there was a recommendation passed to that amendments that are not non-substantive can take place on this particular amendment, meaning grammatical or something that would clarify the language, but not the dates, not anything of substance. And so that was meant not to be a long-term precedent, but specifically for this, since there is still not clarity in the bylaws regarding amendments and Robert's rules, etc. I think it's clear, but others didn't. So that's moving along, and I think that's going to go well, and hopefully that will also start generating some interest around the bylaws so that we can get a little bit more energy going in the committees, and so that if we hold a mini bylaws convention, somebody comes. So the next big, and this is the main item for tonight, is that as we discussed at the last meeting, and as both our Paul and Serene sent us the links and the excerpts from what was decided by the PMB last October, setting the bylaws convention to take place before March 31st of next year, with a six-month notice, meaning that in September, if that meeting is going to take place, it will have to be noticed at the September meeting. Or it will have to be noticed in September. I don't think it said specifically at the September meeting. But anyway, so we need to come up with some options, in my opinion, to the PMB of either they change the date of the bylaws convention or they change the length of notice necessary for the bylaws convention, because something has to be done, because September, just by virtue of that resolution, is when something has to take place. And as I said, I was hoping then we can get into the nature of where we think we are with the bylaws convention. But preliminarily, the first thing that I think we need to decide is those two things. At minimum, I would say that we should recommend to the governance committee that they recommend to the PMB that they alter the necessary notice. I don't think that you need to have 6 months notice for the bylaws convention, maybe half of that. And that would buy us three months to decide what our convention's going to look like. But anyway, so let's just open it up for discussion.
Okay, Mary Berg, I'd like to be on the staff.
Okay.
Mrs. Jane, I want to be on the staff.
Barb Ball put me on there somewhere.
Okay. So, Mary?
Well, I think the six-month thing is good because I think you're right what you said before. In our area, there's a lot of apathy about this, and I think it's slow growing. People will be interested, and then they'll wonder, well, why didn't we know? But I personally think that the time should be extended. I don't think they should. I think September is unrealistic because that was part of a timeline that never happened. We're already so far behind that I think they should, personally, I think they should put it up 6 months.
Okay.
And have that, what's supposed to be in September, but, happen at minimum in April or even later, because it's just not happening. All the stuff that was supposed to, it just isn't going.
Okay, wait a minute. So you think it should happen next April or May, is that it?
Yeah, and then have the 6 months.
But still
then
hold
6 months notice after that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we wouldn't have the bylaws convention for a year. I don't think we have the funding. I don't think we have the interest.
Wait, I'm sorry, for a year?
Well,
now I'm confused. No.
Well, if we follow the existing thing, it would happen sometime in September, and then 6 months after that would be the convention, so it would be in the spring, right?
So it would be at the end of March.
Yeah, so I'm proposing that it should all move up at least 6 months. So it would not
be
in March.
So it would be in the fall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At a minimum.
And noticed in the spring.
Yeah, but
okay.
I do think we need the 6 months notice, as I say. I mean, your reasoning is good if people were paying any attention, but nobody is, and I think this is too important to, let go. The cards aren't even being played, at least on KPFA. I don't know about other places because it's on a back burner because no one's, they're just not aware of it, even if you tell them. You know what I mean? It hasn't seeped into them. Look, this might be happening.
Okay. Let's see, who was next? Who was next after
Jane? But,
Jane and then our Paul. Jane and then our Paul. Okay.
I wanted to know before we had this discussion. I wanted to know what the status of everything is because I feel like if we could if we have a sense of what our options are on the table right now, then that will influence my sense about the timing.
Okay. R. Paul?
Yeah. I think postponing it probably is a good idea because I think one of the things we have to watch out for here is getting ourselves too wrapped up in timelines, like, you've now been given a deadline, you must do this now. We have to. I think we have to be careful of that because it's more important to do the bylaws right than to do them to a timeline that was set up last year. That this is. We did this in like September, October, and it was brought up to the PNB in October of last year. The concept, the people who were doing it at the time, had the idea that it was immediately getting worked on in October, and it would be continuously going through. Well, the committee didn't work on that. Nothing happened on it for 6 months.
Right.
So basically, you know, right now, I think that if we say, okay, we have to stick to the timeline that's been put out by the PNB last October, I think we're giving ourselves a six-month handicap. It was never intentioned that this thing should be rushed through and we got to, you know, we got to sweat because there's no time and we're counting the days. So I think probably we should recognize the reality of this, and we probably should postpone this, you know, from the current way it is. We should get the PNB to amend its motion of October of what for, and postpone it at least that 6 month part there, because otherwise we're going to be completely rushing for a deadline. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, and you do it with very important stuff, you can screw things up. Speaking of which, I'm concerned to hear that some of the stations might not be playing the carts like they're supposed to, because that will cause
a jeopardize. We'll have to do it in January. So I will, or find another. Well, of course, the bylaws don't say it has to be voted on at a live meeting. It could be on a telephonic meeting. I just don't think that's a good idea, but that could happen if stations are late in putting up their carts. I think as soon as we get off the call, I will notify Julie and Ambrose and make sure that that everybody is on board of making sure. Actually, Ambrose is the person to make sure that he needs to check with GMs to make sure the carts are going.
Yes, Rain, can I get on the stand?
Yes.
Rob, I'm wondering if you can send us, or Lydia, whichever one of you has easier access, send us the text that's supposed to be posted on the website. And I know that we're in fundraising until tomorrow, and A is also fundraising until when, early next week or something?
Yep. Tuesday morning at a minimum.
Right. I know that sort of changes the nature of operations, which are, you know. But I do think we can certainly get it going every place, certainly by early next week. So I'd like us to go ahead and do that. And I would like us to move ahead with the bylaw convention. I think there are a number of...
With the dates of end of March?
Yeah, I, you know, sooner rather than later. The point was to try to avoid any confusion with election season. And if we don't do it in March, we will not be able to do it for the rest of 2006, because we will be in election mode. Beginning as early, we won't be able to do it in the fall. We'll kick into that in July or something.
I would like to propose something. I was thinking about this today, but not long enough to come up with a workable plan. Okay, so just take the idea.
Uh-huh.
Is that I think, and this, by the way, was born out of last night's conversation before we started streaming on the PacGov conversation about the cost and so forth per minute for the conference call. And although Deb is not on the call, she was supposed to look into video streaming, which was supposed to be their alternative for a virtual convention, which I think will, as I thought about it, has got to be prohibitive, because you'd have to have, the sites would have to be conducive and would have to have built-in facilities to have such streaming, and that the rental of those places alone would be, you know, be like having five PMB meetings. So I'm not convinced that that's going to work. However, it did give me the idea, given the fact, now that we have gone through this process of what I thought was a very simple bylaws amendment, and I think that within our committee it was not problematic. We, even when we had differences about the date, we worked it out. It was a simple task. When you take it outside, people who have not been immersed in that particular issue start raising all kinds of issues that really are not relevant and not feasible. as I discovered during the PMB discussion. So that's going to happen no matter how simple the amendment is. I mean, that's clear. So what I was thinking today is that we should start, instead of just limiting it to whatever culminates as a convention, but is that we can start maybe having planning for the mini conventions, which I think we all agreed are really important in our local signal areas, let's say in February or something. Have the mini conventions, and out of that have the definition of what of the various issues that are coming up, the various amendments that will, that people are proposing, etc., and go through a telephone conferencing streamed process of having reps from each of those mini conventions and or anybody. I mean, like I said, I haven't thought it all out, but having all the relevant people on those calls to deal with issue by issue, amendment by amendment, and see where we are. Even if we have a convention, I cannot even imagine getting through the whole process through a long weekend or a weekend or whatever might be envisioned in an on-site convention. I think it has to be an ongoing process, not unlike what we did with this particular amendment. I mean, we basically hashed it out over a couple of committees on the phone after having thought it out with representation from all signal areas. And I think that that's what we have to do. And so that rather than a bylaws convention, it needs to be a bylaws convention process.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of that process may come, you know, a cumulative convention at the end of the rainbow. Or not. The point is that at least we need to get started and do it incrementally. I can't even imagine another way to go at this juncture, having just gone through this process. And I didn't start out thinking this way. So anyway, it's just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Hello?
Anybody else? Anybody want to respond or chime in?
Serene. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I'm thinking that if in fact, I mean, I'm anxious to do this, but I do think it's important that it be done well, because it's going to come at a cost, and it's not the kind of thing we want to have to be doing over again anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And to afford maximum local participation, if in fact we talked about instead of trying to do it by March 06, trying to do it by February, the next meeting would be June 06,
mm-hmm.
trying to do it in June 06, which means we'd start with the planning, or start with the announcement of it in January, or maybe even late December.
Yeah, but you think everything can be worked out in like a long weekend convention?
I'm thinking that if we really do this well on a local level, and we're going to have more time to do it since if we extend the period by 3 months,
mm-hmm.
if we do it really well on a local level, I would hope, and maybe this is unrealistic, that we can do it by just adding to a regular board meeting. So we're not paying extra costs.
Wow.
You know? So it would be a matter of finding a weekend that, you know, some sort of weekend that works well for people, where they can afford to maybe start on a Thursday and Friday. We sort of concentrate on the bylaw stuff, and then take care of regular business.
Wow.
Instead of thinking of having to fly people on two separate occasions, if there were some way we could combine it into one, you know, slightly longer meeting that'll require some, and, you know, the additional notice then comes in even more useful, because people can then maybe plan vacation time. Vacation at a PMB,
mm-hmm.
something. But, you know, plan to have time away from work. It'll save us a lot of money, I think, instead of having to fly people somewhere twice.
My God.
Okay. Okay, so now we have a proposal. We have a proposal for the fall, and I see the problem with the fall, the fact that we're going to have all these cards about the elections on there. I mean, the GMs will just go on strike, I think, if it's in the fall. And then we have something for June. At least June buys us some more time, that I think if we then see at the beginning of the year that we it's not going to happen in June, that then we could just move again to move it again. I hate to keep doing that.
Yeah,
but,
I do too.
But I don't think that that precludes the other process. And certainly I actually think that the listserv is going to hopefully help, because if we can accomplish some of this stuff by email and see where people are, I can't even get a sense of where people are on the various things. What I do get a sense is that people are not terribly familiar with the amendment process and the timeline constraints, because many of the objections at the PMB meeting, it was clear that most members of the PMB that spoke were absolutely oblivious to the time constraints and the time requirements in the bylaws amendment process. So and that's, you know, our PMB elected representatives. So now talk about everybody else, and there isn't sufficient clarity right now. So perhaps the listserv is a good place to start, and then perhaps we can graduate to a discussion. To conference calling once we start getting some momentum going in our signal areas. But at least let's realize that there are other ways to go, not necessarily replacing the convention, but certainly resolving the many incremental issues that come up, because I, quite frankly, was surprised. I thought it was a slam dunk for the PMP. and so, anyway, so that's any other suggestions? So what we have right now is that we don't have consensus. What we do have is that Mary still feels that there should be a six-month notice. I think it's too much. I think 3 months is fine. And let's see. What was your proposal? Oh, you also supported the fall. You and Mary support the fall.
We'll be
in an election
at the earliest.
Pardon? At the earliest, I guess.
At the earliest. I mean, I agree with our Paul totally that it's not. I don't see the need to follow this timeline. It hasn't been followed, so it doesn't exist already. Because as our Paul pointed out, none of the things they haven't happened.
So
what was proposed last fall, we're still just not very much further than we were last fall.
Well, I think that minimally I would like to see us come out with a proposal at this meeting. There are a couple of things. Number one, that the proposal to the PatGov committee, that they allow themselves, they already used up their 12-month amendment, voting for an amendment. They will have done that in September.
Right.
But that they give themselves the opportunity to change amendments in this special bylaws amendment year of 2006 at any public meeting.
Wait a minute now. You're saying that anyone could propose any kind of amendment change at any public meeting?
No. I mean, the amendment process we just went through, which requires either a percentage of the membership or six directors.
Right.
Well, we just used up their 12-month meeting. The bylaw said that they can change the amendments every 12 months.
Uh-huh, right.
Okay. So what I am saying is that for the year 2006, that if meeting all the other requirements, you come in with your 1% of the membership or you come in with your six directors with an amendment, that they should be allowed to change different amendments throughout the year. And there's only four meetings, so.
But Lydia, wouldn't that require bylaws amendment?
No, it requires a two-thirds vote of the PMB. It's already in the bylaws where it says that they have to vote every 12 months or in a 12-month period unless otherwise voted by two-thirds of the PMB. And so, but I would like to recommend that. That'll make it a lot more flexible and easy.
But wouldn't that alter the notice requirement?
No. No, it doesn't change it because let's say the elections committee wants to change something, make it, you know, whatever it is that they want to change, something having to do with the elections that doesn't change all of the other criteria, or some other committee. Some other committee wants to change something in the bylaws, they could notice it for the January meeting still, for example. Dave Adelson, for example, had had problems with the way that they formulate the committees on the PNB. I don't really know what his problem was. But let's say he wants to amend that. At the January meeting, he could notice it 2 months before, so in October. And they would notice that there would be carts running October, November, and they would do it. But, I mean, hopefully it won't be, you know, one by one, and I don't really foresee that happening. But if we need to make some necessary changes in the bylaws as we go through them, we can get that out of the way and enable the PNB to make those changes that are not, that do not affect member rights and so on and so forth.
Yeah, this is Serene. I just see massive amounts of PNB meeting time being absorbed in, you know, discussion of the twists and turns of various bylaw proposals, regardless of how simple they may seem at the time that they're proposed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in favor of that.
Well then let's drop that then. I mean, it's not a burning thing. I just thought it was a matter of having the mechanism there should we need it, and it makes it more flexible, because I just see the process extremely overwhelming. In this instance, I do disagree with Serene, even though I think that it's a very noble idea to put it back-to-back with a PMB meeting. I can't imagine that being sufficient time. I can't imagine 2 weeks convention being sufficient time.
I can't either.
So that's why I strongly recommend a process that has not taken off. I mean, the process is not really moving forward that well at most of the stations. I don't know how many people all of you have attending your working group meetings, but we only have like 5 or 6 people.
We don't even have one set up because there's nobody that has expressed any interest in it at all, except maybe me.
Yeah,
it's not happening
I think
been spoken of and put out on our LSB. The LSB wouldn't approve of it without discussing it.
DC,
it's
so.
Just not happening.
Yeah. So maybe as we get momentum going on the listserv and so forth, that will happen. But at the moment, it isn't happening, and it just seems really far-fetched to me, even though I think in principle it's a great idea to combine the meetings cost-wise, cost-effective-wise. I just think that you could have it, but I don't think that you would necessarily resolve much.
This is Jane. I want to respond to both of those ideas.
Yes, go ahead.
First of all, Lydia, your stream of consciousness idea there about how this experience that we had with this one resolution could serve as a model for how other things take place. I really like that idea. I think that you're on the right track with that thinking. And as far as the proposal of piggybacking with a PMP meeting, I don't think that we should take it for granted that it's going to be the same people that are going to be participating. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily just going to be the PMB members who are going to be asked to take place in it. I don't think that's been decided. And I think that I had always imagined that if there was actually a physical on-site gathering for this bylaws convention, that it would be like in Boulder or somewhere where there's not a, you know, outside of the 5-signal area, so that it wouldn't be slanted towards one perspective or another perspective, so that it'd be kind of balanced out. That's my 2 cents.
Okay. Anybody else?
Lydia?
Yes.
This is Rob. I think one of the things that we need to be concerned about, is the cost of all of this. We spend a considerable amount of money on our Pacific and National Board meetings, and although we don't spend a tremendous amount of money on local station board meetings, they take up a considerable amount of the time of our management. And of course, a lot of us on the national board have to spend a great deal of time with other, you know, local station board activities. Then we're going to have the additional expense of the bylaws meeting, and we're going to have an election heaped on top of that. So we're looking at the prospect of the foundation spending quite literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars next year to do things which may or may not result in conclusive bylaws amendments, and may or may not result in an election in which we generate a quorum. We've been razor thin in both times we've had elections so far. So I think, you know, quite frankly, one of the things we should be concerned about is whether or not it's financially feasible if next year is going to be a weak year because of a poor economy and things beyond our control, if it's really sensible for us to commit the foundation to all of that expense all in one year.
Okay, so what are you proposing?
Well, I guess my feeling is that we should look at the bylaws convention and the election as an either-or situation. I think we can do one or the other. I'm not sure it makes sense to try to do both. And I know that some people are going to find that's horrible, but I think we need to be very, very careful that we don't take the foundation into a year in which we're spending so much money on governance activities which may not even produce a result, that it threatens the financial stability of the foundation, generally.
Now, how about the bylaws changes? Do you feel bylaws changes should take place in 06?
In other words, can we change bylaws without necessarily having a convention?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure we can. I mean, there's a procedure in the bylaws for doing that. But I do think your argument about, I mean, I do think the issue about whether or not we're ready to go into a convention is clear. But I also think that the issue about whether or not we're ready to go through another election is also a consideration.
Right.
Whether we're financially prepared to have mm-hmm. another election.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, Mary.
Mary.
And Shereen.
Okay, Mary and Shereen.
Well, I haven't still understood why Shereen thinks time is of the essence to such a degree. These bylaws didn't get written in a convention in the first place. And I agree with Liddy. The process of just getting one simple amendment together requires rethinking. You put an idea out. It isn't like brainstorming and then you can go ahead. You brainstorm, and then you find, well, wait a minute, if we do this, then that, and this impacts that, and so we can't do this because of bylaws constraints and so. I mean, these things have to be working really well. And our Paul's point about getting them right seems to me significant. Why do we want to change them in 2006 just because somebody got up and made a motion which has not even been adhered to? I don't see that this is a reason that's so arbitrary, and I think indeed it's a process. I don't see doing this in a convention. How can we have the time to think it over, vet it amongst ourselves and digest it, and then come back with it if it's all going to happen in such a way? I think it has to be a process. And I agree that I don't think that should happen in the same year as the election. I think people are going to be... I think it will make more divisiveness. It will threaten the election because of the divisiveness and because people aren't going to understand it. You can play all the cards all day if you want to, but it takes a long time for these ideas to seep into people's heads. And what we need, it seems to me, is to get people involved who are really good thinkers, not necessarily the bunch of us that's already involved, but a bunch of people who were and then went away, and new people, fresh ideas, and a lot of thinking among the part of a lot of different people, not just a few. So I would certainly rather see it happen in 2007. I don't see the rush, and Shereen, I wish you would tell me why it matters that we have to do it so fast. Supposing they hadn't passed that resolution last October, why do we have to change these things so fast? We're not going to do it in time for the election, and that would have been nice. But since that didn't happen and isn't happening, then what is the rush?
Well, I think there were a number of things that are very wrong with our bylaws. There were a number of things that were wrong with our bylaws process, and I think the board has taken a commitment to have the convention, to have these things addressed. The bylaws weren't perfect when they were put through. We are finding more and more problems with them. Some of them can be fixed by policy. and some of them need to be to be amended. Some of them perhaps need to be removed, and other things that are missing need to be added. And I don't think we make a, you know, what's going to be a difficult task. I don't think we duck it because it's going to be difficult. The question of whether or not we can afford to do both, we have a commitment to do both.
Not
and if
the
it means
same year, we don't. We don't have
I'm sorry?
To. We don't have to do it in the
we
same
We do have
year.
A commitment to do both. We have a very specific commitment according to the vote that was taken that I think, you know, every board can, of course, go back and reverse all the decisions of the previous board. I don't think it's necessarily a healthy way to operate. There was a commitment made to conduct the convention between September and March, and that's a commitment I think we should honor. The timeline of the elections is not optional. We have currently terms that expire in December 06, so that in any time after, as things stand now, any time after the middle of July of 2006, we will have people, some of whom may be running again for election, and therefore their participation in on-air forums and so forth, is going to be limited. We just need to make a plan and go for it and do it.
I might comment. Like, we have to bear in mind that this is going to require a significant mailing. I mean, I think when it was originally conceived, as we've discussed it before, is that it for those sections, of which there are many, including the one, I believe, for the one that you raised last time, Serene, about the alternates, is that it's going to require a vote by the membership. And that is a very costly undergoing. There's no, whether you do it with the election or separately, and we don't know which is desirable. It was originally conceived to do it with the election so you could just do one mailing. But the cost would still be the added weight. It's going to be clearly substantive material, a lot of material. And whether that could even be achieved by the next election if you want to do it with the same mailing. In other words, I don't think enough thought has been given to the whole process of what's involved, given the changes that have to be made.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
The mailings for the next election, if that amendment is adopted, they'll go out when?
I don't have it in front of me. October 15th, I think?
By September 30th.
September 30th, right. October 15th was the old date.
So, if we took that as a target date to have anything that required voter approval in that packet.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the date? I mean, what are the timing mechanisms the bylaws call for that?
Well, by July 31st, the cards have to start running. Amendment would have to be proposed by six directors, presumably, or 1% of the membership, before July 31st. And it would have to be proposed at some PMB meeting prior to that.
It would have to be
for the ballots to go.
It would have to be proposed at a PMB meeting?
For them to agendize.
Right.
And put it on for themselves to vote at some point.
I meant, when would the PMB vote as opposed to the membership voting? Does the membership vote come after the PMB votes it?
Yeah.
Well, the membership. I don't have it in front of me at this point, but the membership has to the record date. Remember we went through that 45-day record date.
I don't care about that. But
it's
want to
part
know
of it. It's part of it. The bylaws require that a ballot cannot go out. That there has to be 45 days before a ballot goes out. So it's 45 days, actually, 45. Counting back from September 30th.
September 30th, what has to happen?
45 days before September 30th, this whole amendment process has to be formally initiated with the wording having been settled about of everything that we're going to propose. Then on how did I even get to September 30th? How did I get to September
30th? No, I was
confused.
I started you with September 30th because I was thinking, okay.
Oh, because that's the mail date. Yeah, then
yeah,
we
that,
would just
that
have
would be
the mail date.
Right. Okay,
right.
And in order to have it in mail, presumably the PNB would have to have voted on it before then.
Right.
That's right?
Well, I think so. Here, if the vote of the members is required for the approval of any proposed amendment, then no later than 60 days after the vote of the board and delegates above, written ballots shall be distributed or otherwise made available. So this presupposes...
Okay,
I mean,
so the September 30th and July 30th,
mm-hmm.
No earlier than July 30th, the board would have to vote.
If we want to mail out with the election.
Right, if we did. I'm just saying, supposing
exactly.
we would want to do it. So then sometime after July 30th, the board would have to vote on this so that we could meet that 60-day maximum time frame, right?
Mm-hmm. Or by...
See if there's...
Yeah, or maybe even by July 31st.
Yeah, I think.
I don't have it in front of me. Yeah.
Okay, so...
But it's a closed little window. So if we have the June convention, it's still feasible, assuming everybody agrees on anything, on everything, and that the PMB is on board with everything that's voted on at the convention.
So then the PMB could... Okay, the PMB could theoretically vote on everything that... You know, all the typographical errors, everything that doesn't affect the member stuff, but they would, okay, imagine that in July or August, sometime in August, the PMB were to vote on everything that was presented to them that they could... that didn't affect member rights, and in addition, they voted on the things that did affect member rights that then had to be sent to the members, and that was to take place sometime in August, then therefore August, 2 months prior to, say, I mean, just say August 15th for numbers, June 15th would have to be the date you would notice that, right? That there was going to be a discussion.
No, the notice date has to be 60 days before... The
right.
board and the delegates vote. So that
okay,
has
so
to be.
Okay, so say the board was going to vote on all this stuff August 15th.
Then they'd have to have the notice on June 15th.
Then the notice would have to be June 15th. So therefore, if you know, if we started the hypothetical that we really do want to move forward with making changes next year that would go out with the mailing that involved membership rights, then we would need to resolve, we would need to get it all set, ready for notice about June 15th.
And that is why they picked the end of March, because they thought June was too, they rightfully thought June would be too late in order to accommodate that mailing. That's how
I'm
that
trying
happened.
To understand what we just
did.
I'm not clear.
Yeah, what was the purpose of that exercise? What the
the purpose of the exercise
because
was
I think
in raising the issue of cost and the fact that the best case scenario and when this was conceived was that you mail the bylaws ballot along with the election ballot so that you don't have to send two separate mailings. So then the election ballot will be mailed out September 30th, but by the time you factor in all of the bylaws required timelines, it takes you back to June. And that is why they had picked March as the date for the convention.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't understand what the point of that exercise was.
Because Jane was trying to figure out if we could send it along with the ballots, how early would we have to start?
But we really don't know yet because we haven't begun the process and we haven't done a budget, so we just don't know.
I was just simply trying to understand the restraints of the time that is dictated in the in
Yeah, well, that's it. Is it clear when we went through it?
But we don't have a methodology. So if we don't have a methodology, it's very difficult to say we're going to be able to crank the sausage out of the machine by X date because we don't have a methodology in place.
Right. No, aside from that, though, I do not think it's practical to think of two different mailings to members. That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I'm sure that between... Yeah, and I'd like to get on the staff.
Not just because of the cost, either.